You're tuned to 88.9 FM and HD1. We're online at WQCS.org. If anybody had been taking a presidential poll this past Sunday at the Tradition Community in Port St. Lucie, the results would have overwhelmingly favored the Republican candidate, Mitt Romney.
Get your buttons here. 1 for 5, 3 for 10. Show your support.
Florida's swing state status brought Romney to the Sunshine State and a stop in Port St. Lucie.
We take cash or credit here, folks. Buttons, hats, T-shirts. They're magic hats. They protect your heads from the sun, the rain, and the Democratic influence.
This vendor said his most popular item was a button which read, "I'll take the Mormon over the moron." Another popular button was, "Hot chicks dig Ryan." The event brought more than 10,000 people to the community. Most were local, but some traveled from other states.
I drove from Connecticut, about 20 hours to get here.
Fran Gian Tommaso from New York and her friend Marty Guadagno, who now lives in Palm City, drove down together because Gian Tommaso says she can't see Romney in New York.
You can't say Mitt Romney in New York. You only could say Obama, Obama, Obama.
But we're changing that.
But we're going to change that.
Donna Clem came to the rally from Boynton Beach with her husband, who's disabled. She says they skipped primary visits by Republican candidates Rick Santorum and Newt Gingrich because getting out can be difficult.
But this was important enough that we need to support him and get him into office. I had the email that said he was coming, and I thought we needed to support somebody that was good.
Many in attendance brought signs or mementos they were hoping they could get the candidate to sign, although bringing homemade signs was discouraged. Al Foreman brought along a picture he says he got off the internet.
Well, I think it tells the whole story about what happened in a debate.
The comic portrays the recent presidential debate, showing Mitt Romney at one podium and an empty chair at the other.
This is the next week's New Yorker magazine cover. And Romney took Obama to school and taught him what the government is and should be.
That theme was repeated often from the rally stage, where local and state politicians warmed up the enthusiastic crowd for Romney, such as State Senator Joe Negron.
And of all the places where Governor Romney could be today in the United States of America, he chose Port St. Lucie and the Treasure Coast.
And then it was time for the main event. The candidate took the stage for about 20 minutes and hit the familiar theme.
My plan is that I will finally get control of the excessive costs in health care by repealing and replacing Obamacare with real reforms.
The candidate also hammered home themes of tax reduction, job creation, and support for small businesses. Those gathered braved the heat and then the rain to hear Romney, but not all were fans.
I have worked my whole life. I have paid all my taxes, and I feel I am typical of the 47%, and I'm insulted.
Ellen Prowler of Port St. Lucie held a sign referencing recent remarks by Romney in which he stated 47% of Americans paid no taxes and felt entitled to government support. Romney has since said he was wrong to make that statement. Prowler doesn't buy it.
He can apologize, but he still said it.
Prowler admits she likely wouldn't have voted for Romney anyway. For 88.9 FM, this is Jill Roberts.